And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio by Paul Crabb, Director of Choral Activities here at the University of Missouri. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, Aaron.
Excellent. Well, if you've been paying attention at all to the calendar of the Missouri Theater, you know what we're here to talk about. Paul, why don't you enlighten everybody and let us know what's coming up?
Sure, Aaron. On April 25 at 7 p.m., the Choral Union, which is what we call a town and gown group, it's a group that is comprised of people in the community as well as university students, the university singers, and also the Columbia Civic Orchestra under the direction of Dr. Stefan Freund, will present Mozart's Requiem.
And this is a heck of a piece.
It's right. It's one of the most famous pieces of Mozart from that 18th century period. And of course, the movie Amadeus, anybody who is old enough to remember that or has seen it on Netflix can remember many famous scenes, including the Lacrimosa, which was the last thing he wrote before he died.
Right.
Bar 8, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. And it's an amazing piece. And I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, there's unfailing drama in that. And I think part of it is just the mystery that was surrounding it. And, of course, his dramatic death there and questions about who finished it. And then did his wife, Constanza, do something? There's a lot of mystery and intrigue heightened, of course, in the movie a little bit. But that also then makes it, just makes a really great story in addition to the great music, the dramatic music that's in there.
Right. So how many people are going to be on the stage for this?
Well, we have about 150 or so in the choir, maybe 160. In the Choral Union, we have about 55 or 60 in the university singers. And then the orchestra will be about 50 pieces. So if I would have spent more time in my math class, I'd tell you what those numbers are. But it'll be somewhere over 200.
That's... Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And that will be exciting to... shoehorn everybody in there and see what we can do.
Oh yeah, but yeah. You will absolutely fill the Missouri Theater with sound.
Yeah, it'll be very exciting.
Yeah,
right. In addition, we'll have four soloists. There are four graduate students here that are studying at the University of Missouri. We have Aubrey Smith and Tamila De Freitas, and then we have also Marcus Jarrell Ruff and David Fazekas. Those four students will be doing the solos. As I said, they're all graduate students and doing a beautiful job with it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
For people who haven't seen a performance of Mozart's Requiem, how long can we expect to be there? Are you doing any other works that evening, or is it just the Requiem?
Well, we are starting with his Ave Verum Corpus, which is also written during the last year of his life. That's about 2.5 minutes, orchestra and choir only. And then we'll go directly into the Requiem. The Requiem total is about 50 minutes of music. So we're looking at the concert to be about 1 hour. We won't take any intermission because it really goes seamlessly from one movement to the next. So the whole concert will be less than an hour and 15 minutes, I'm quite sure.
Wow, that's great. So this is a great opportunity for people to come out and see all the great choral groups combined. Plus,
right,
we get the Columbia Civic Orchestra, which is
exactly,
in itself great and very fun to watch. And one of, again, many, many, many orchestra groups that we have here in Columbia and in the Central Missouri area.
Right. We always enjoy this collaboration. We have the university, of course, with the university singers. Some of the players in Civic Orchestra come from the university as well. But then we have people from the region, both singing and in the orchestra. So this is really kind of a regional collaboration with many musicians in the area, which I think is a special thing that we have here in Columbia and certainly something that we can treasure as a community.
Absolutely. So this is coming up tomorrow night, Thursday, April 25th at 7 p.m. This is at the Missouri Theater here in beautiful downtown Columbia. Not the worst place to see a show by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's a beautiful theater.
And it's Mozart's Requiem. It's beautiful. It's the last thing that Mozart wrote before he died. It was a really prolific time for Mozart, mm-hmm, like leading up to that. But it's an absolutely amazing work of both choral and orchestral music.
Right.
Paul, thanks so much for coming out and sharing this event with us, and we really look forward to seeing it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Aaron.